It's the end of season review. I am Andy Heaton. I've been given the pleasure of filling in the segment that reflects around the late December when Liverpool became champions of the world, which that's not the worst ring to it, has it? And I'm delighted to be joined by a Zoom call by Tim O'Tierney, John Milburn, Fuasasan, and founder of Cop Out, Paul Aman. So, so we were all kind of there. We all went over there. And I still can't quite figure out whether it was real or not.
It definitely wasn't, was it?
Go on, Timo.
Going on the plane, even there, I remember it just think, feeling a little bit, I've been to South Korea. I knew that was going to be mad, but I was thinking this could possibly be a bit madder, and I think it was. It was just off its head.
I think it's fair to say we all came back changed men. I know, John, you had a particularly intriguing experience with getting over there or nearly not getting there, as the case may be. I mean, I'd totally forgotten about it until you just mentioned it before the show, but you had a bit of a wild one, didn't you, getting over there in the first place?
Well, yeah, originally we were touch and go about going, to be honest with you, because of the time, and it was so close to Christmas. Money, all those type of considerations, and we were in a WhatsApp group, and somebody in that WhatsApp group said, "I found some really, really cheap flights with Qatar Airways here, because I think they were going for about £800 or £900," and he said £425 return. Do you fancy it? I found a hotel for £100 for two nights. We should go. We'll get to the game. Tickets are relatively easy to come by. We should go." And it was on a Friday afternoon. I was in work, and I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure I could square it at home. Not the money, the time, really. And I went to the pub on the way home, and by some like coincidence, Mark Wright, former Liverpool captain, stood next to me in the bar. And I got chatting to him. I told him about my dilemma, and he said to me, "I'll just go. You'll never regret it. You'll just think of all the memories you'll have." And I thought about that. It's a competition Liverpool had never won, so like I'd had a couple of pints, and I was like, "Fuck it." When the WhatsApp group said, "Like, book me on, I'll go." So didn't really think a great deal of it. A couple of days, that night, I got an email that looked pretty legit, Qatar Airways sort of confirmation type thing, all branded. But I only looked at my phone; I didn't look at it any level of detail. But about a week later, anyway, I got a very, very anxious phone call from one of my mates saying, "I think we might have been scammed with those flights,